Coach, can you just talk about going from Carson Palmer to Andy Dalton? What do you expect out of the rookie?
I expect Andy to do what any starting quarterback would do, and that's number one, to take care of the football, play in and play out, manage the offense, and execute the offense, and continue to just kind of play within himself.
Hold on 1 second, Coach.
Hey, Coach, in terms of starting Andy, you know, you didn't start Carson when he was a rookie, when you had Kitna. Now, obviously, the dynamics are different, but was it a simple matter, your hand was forced, and you normally wouldn't want to start a rookie, but you had to in this case?
No, I think it's a whole different situation, just like you said. It's a whole different situation, and I think the football team is in a different place than it was in 2003 when I started here. And I believe this team can handle a rookie quarterback, and this guy has just a great ability, and Phil, a whole different situation.
Hey, Coach, what have you learned about A.J. Green since you've been able to work with him in training camp in the preseason?
Well, we're really pleased with A.J., and I think as he continues to play week in and week out, his progress will continue to grow. He's a very just excellent hands, as we knew he did, but his ability to run after the catch has been really impressive. Impressed with he, we knew that he was an aggressive player, would go in there and block, and he's continued to show those things.
Marvin, does from what you've seen of McCoy in preseason, does he look more developed than as a rookie?
Well, I think they're doing things to allow him to get the ball up and down, and that's a little bit of transition from where they were offensively. Not a great change, but I think that's is always going to help a quarterback be more efficient and feel better about things.
Hey, Coach, Maualuga was kind of one of the buzz guys here in Cleveland. A lot of people wanted him to be here, and then you talked about him last year as growing up a little bit. Now he's playing a new position. What about his evolution, and can he be an all-star type player for you this year?
Well, Ray has to continue to keep growing and keep doing things right, and he's done a nice job of understanding this is where we envisioned Ray to be at a year ago, and because of injuries, we weren't able to make the switch with Ray like we were trying a year ago, and so I think where he is right now is in a good spot, and I think he really has ability to continue to blossom and be one of the best linebackers in the National Football League.
Just out of curiosity, when you were scouting him coming out of USC, and from the standpoint, Maeva might play a bit, depending on Gokong's situation here, and will play anyway. But what do you remember about Maeva when you were scouting USC's linebackers that year?
Well, he was a guy who was kind of their fourth linebacker of the group, and really did a job of being opportunistic. And every time he got an opportunity to go in the game, he was productive and played well. I think everybody had the indication that he would be a fine player in the NFL, also being able to contribute early on special teams.
Coach, did you just talk about the apparent shift in culture down in Cincinnati? It seems to be a lot less style and more substance with your football team this year.
Well, I don't know what you're referring to there. That one's... And I think you're always looking for substance on your football team, and style doesn't get you anything. So, what people perceive publicly and actually what goes on sometimes are two different things.
I was referring to, no Palmer this year. Ocho Cinco's gone. Terrell Owens is gone. A lot of the big-name players aren't there.
Yeah. And we have the young players have the opportunity to create their own futures, their own legacies, just like those guys that you mentioned did. And I think that's the fun thing and the exciting part of opening up this season is these guys now have an opportunity to write their own script, just like those other guys did.
Marvin, along those lines, I know you guys have moved ahead, but how difficult has it been to deal with the Carson Palmer situation? And do you expect
it really hasn't. I spend more time talking about it than anybody else does, so I limit my words.
Marvin, if he walked in next week, would he be the starting quarterback?
No, he wouldn't. No, he hasn't practiced, so I don't know how a guy that hasn't practiced could be your starting quarterback.
Could you comment on facing Joe Haden twice last year and whether he's similar in style and capability to Leon?
Well, I think Joe is going to be a fine pro corner and really has a great ability to play the ball down the field. And, you know, I think he came in and played as a rookie better as far as the physical part of the game than maybe people suspected he would. But we were very high on Joe coming out, and he didn't disappoint me how he played last season.
Coach, do you feel like this is a better matchup for your rookie quarterback facing a younger, retooling Browns team, changing defenses as opposed to Pittsburgh or Baltimore?
Well, we got a long season ahead. And, you know, this is game number one, I think, for both clubs. And I think everybody goes into it with both the anticipation, the excitement, but also the feeling of there's some unknowns that will be going to be played out, is how good each squad is going to be and so forth. And I feel great where our guys are. I'm sure Pat and the coaches there feel extremely great, good about where they are there. And we're going to get a chance to go out and do it on Monday, on Sunday. But to sit here and speculate about it now, I don't think would be beneficial for anyone.
When you were looking for a new offensive coordinator, were you looking for a particular system or a particular person?
I was probably I was interested in systems and how people put things together. I was interested in personality. I was looking at people that really I could feel good about from the standpoint of leadership from the top down, and were willing to take responsibility for everything within the offense, from what the left guard does to the split end to the halfback. To how the footwork of the right going, you know, everything from soup to nuts, and that's what I was interested in.
Coach, you're just about 2 years removed now from running the table in the division, and this year nationally you looked at maybe as a third or fourth place team in the division. Where are you guys right now?
Well, that's the fun of this. We get a chance to go out and prove all that, and it's going to start Sunday in Cleveland. It's going to be we know it's a season that ends up being more of a journey and a marathon than a sprint, and we'll grow, we'll develop week in and week out. I'm really excited about the toughness of our football team, the mental toughness, their direction, and what they know they need to do to be successful.
Marvin, when you were 2-1 last year and had just beaten Baltimore and then another team, but anyway, you know, it seemed like maybe you had a real good season in store. Was it a complete shock when things fell apart after the 2-1?
Well, we didn't, we didn't make plays to win games, and we lost 10 games in a row, beginning with the game there in Cleveland. And when you do that, there's a lot of things that you don't do right. And you're not scoring enough points. You're turning the ball over too much. You're allowing explosive plays defensively. You're not getting off the field enough on third down. And you're probably not being productive enough in the kicking game. And you can circle all of those things for why that occurred with us.